impact, which maybe you can show, maybe go down to the better picture, but yeah, so here, if you can see here, these are actually a so-called geographical information system. So these are maps, actually of New York State, showing hills. This is probably the Hudson River, and this is actually a typical of a very important application in the real world, because VRML was originally designed to do video games. It was to use the web to do computer game applications. And if you know about video games, some of the favorite video games are games where objects run around, cars run around tracks, and aircraft run around in three-dimensional worlds and shoot each other down and stuff like that. So this technology, which here we're doing for just traveling around New York State to see what's going on, has a lot of important commercial applications. And so VRML will, in my opinion, one day suddenly emerge as a critical, viable technology. All right, so if we come back, let's go back to the window at the back. There are two versions of VRML, VRML 1.0 and 2.0. VRML 1.0 is exactly what I said. It allows you to define a three-dimensional object and look at it from different ways. So you can define New York State as a three-dimensional surface, and you can move around it and look at it from different positions in the sky. VRML 2.0 is what you need to build your computer game, because it allows you to have three-dimensional objects, and it allows them to do things, so that when you can have one three-dimensional object called an aircraft, launch another object called a missile, which hits a third object called a tank, and then the tank does something. So the way this is typically, so that's what VRML 2.0 is, essentially an interactive three-dimensional world, where the objects in VRML 2.0 essentially have attached to them pieces of software, so that when things happen to them, when the door is knocked, somebody opens it, or when the handle is turned, it can be opened. And effectively, actually, although there's some talk about a separate script, you can think of Java as being the software that's attached to each object. So VRML 2.0 is roughly three-dimensional objects with a set of actions attached to them, saying, telling you what these objects do when things happen to them. And then once you release these interesting software-enhanced objects, they'll do various things. All right, that's that.